Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and you're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and prayer and reading the Word of God, lifting up Jesus' name, spending some time in His presence, and worshiping Him. Sing with us now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And it is great to be with you today and come on the air testifying every day about I'm being strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Ephesians 6:10 gives us the basis for that song. And I trust today that you are thankful for the strength and the power of God in your life. Let's turn to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from Joshua 23:14. He says, "Not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof." Wonderful, wonderful words of life and encouragement to us and strength and something for us to stand on and build our faith. From the Holiness Hymns Hymnal, page 57, sing with us on "There Is Power in the Blood." Clap your hands and let's sing this favorite. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. Oh, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be wider, much wider than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in His life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. Would you do service for Jesus, your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. All right, sing it now. There's get tired of singing those great truths about the Word of God. Someone mentioned, oh, you and Sister Linda sing as old songs. Well, some of them have got some age on them. I will agree with that. Even though they may be old in age, but they never get old to us because they talk about the truth of the Word of God and our precious Savior. And these are scriptures and songs that we sang when we got saved. The Word of God was used through the King James Version, and through these great songs, conviction gripped our hearts and brought us to Christ. Why leave something alone and change to something new when it has brought us thus far by faith? And many times the Word of God preached from King James and the songs that we have sung through the years have been the basis and have brought us the faith that we need and has carried us through thus far. Let's give the Lord praise. Psalms 51:1 is our precious promise. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Praise the Lord. Wonderful words of life are again in the precious promise. Let's call on him today. Father, we're so thankful for the mercies of God. We're glad that mercy's door is open today. Lord, and we, like David, have prayed, have mercy upon us according to thy loving kindness. Lord, be merciful to your people according to your loving kindness. And we know, Lord, you love us without an end. Love is what took you to the cross. Love is what cost you your life. Love is the reason that you're in heaven preparing a place for us today. Lord, be merciful to that extent, we pray. Lord, we thank you today for your tender mercies. Lord, and we ask that you blot out our transgressions. Lord, we pray for anyone that's unsaved today in this audience. I pray, Lord, you'll speak to their hearts and use this service somehow and anoint us and let the Spirit of the Lord flow from here to wherever they are. And I pray, Lord, you'll speak to their hearts and help them, Lord, to realize as they listen to this service and worship with us that today is the day of salvation. They just need to look up to you and repent. Say, Lord, I'm sorry for my sins, and I want you to forgive me. Jesus said he'd forgive you. That's good enough for me. Worship with us now as we sing. Come, Holy Spirit, I need thee. Come, sweet Spirit, I pray. Come in thy strength and thy power. Come so good. Let's sing it and praise him now. Sing with us. Come, Holy Spirit, I need thee. Oh, make that a prayer. Come, sweet Spirit, I pray. Come in thy strength and thy power. Come in thine own special way. And as I try to do, give you the contact information at the end of the broadcast, not interrupt the flow of the Spirit with a commercial. So be ready to take it down, if you will. Page 56 in the Holiness Hymns, Walk in the Sea. Sing along with us. Many of you know this.
Out upon Galilee one night, angry waves dashed in maddening height, while the disciples sailed in fright over the deep. Rowing against contrary winds, knowing not what would be the end. Jesus came, he, their dearest friend, walking the sea. Walk in the sea, walk in the sea,
walk in the stormy sea.
Jesus that night came unto them, walk in the sea,
walk in the sea,
walk in the
stormy sea,
walk in the sea. Jesus that night came unto them, walk in the sea. Vainly they strove to right the wrong, there where the fury was so strong, hoping upon the shore ere long, safely to be. Saw to their dismay, him unto whom they looked for aid, saying, "Did I be not afraid? Walk in the sea." Trouble sometimes may round you roll, while on your journey here below, just as they did in days of old on Galilee. Faithfully strive your heart to guide, knowing through all you'll safely ride. Jesus is ever at your side. Walk in the sea.
Hallelujah. We'll walk in the sea.
Walk in the stormy sea.
Walk in the sea.
Walk in the sea.
Jesus that night came unto them. Walk in the sea.
Walk in the sea.
Walk in the sea.
Walk in the stormy sea.
Walk in the sea.
Walk in the sea.
Jesus that night came unto them. Walk in the sea.
In the book of Luke, chapter 9, verse 46, then there arose a reasoning among them, which of them should be the greatest. And Jesus, perceiving their thought of their heart, took a child and set by him, and said unto them, whosoever shall receive this child in my name receiveth me, and whosoever shall receive me receiveth him that sent me. For he that is least among you all, the same shall be great. I am Pastor Dennis Myers. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. Remember, you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost, and it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Walk in the sea.
Walk in the rolling sea.
Walk in the sea.
Walk in the stormy sea.
Jesus that night came unto them. Walk in the sea.
Walk in the sea.
Walk in the sea.
Walk in the sea.